Relevant content for our members, by our members. This is TMC Connect.
Hey everyone, this is Rich Swerbinski, Chief Operating Officer with the Mortgage Collaborative, checking in with a report on the May data submitted to TMC Benchmark, our network's monthly data benchmarking tool that over 100 of our members are participating in nationally. And May, quite a month once again for our members. We also had record participation in TMC Benchmark this month. Just anecdotally, we're hearing and seeing increased interest in the tool and our members' eagerness to see how their data stacks up against their peers, many of them operating with remote staff and everybody with operational infrastructure being put to the test with just repeated months of heavy volume. Starting with closed loan production for our members in May, it was down from April, but April was a record month. It was the highest total for closed loan units on average for our members that we've seen in the 3.5 years that we've been analyzing data through TMC Benchmark. Closed loan production was down 9% units in May from April, but still the second busiest closing month, again, in the last 3.5 years. Also, May new applications taken were up 6% over April, and April was a big app month. So more evidence right there that this summer is going to continue to be incredibly busy for our members. The mix of volume in May stayed really remarkably consistent for our members. Just like in April, 75% of closed loan units were on conventional loans, 20% on government, 5% other. After bottoming out at an all-time TMC benchmark low of 18% in March, government loan production has ticked up a little bit, settling in at this 20% mark. As expected, purchase activity increased a little bit on May closings versus April. In April, 41% of all closed loan units were purchases for our members. In May, 44%. Like with closings, we did see a slight drop off in our members' operational efficiency in May, coming off of record efficiency totals in April. Most notably, it took our members 5 days longer to close loans in May, with the average app date to clear to close date timeframe increasing by 5 days from 32.2 days in April to 37.2 days in May. Closed loans per full-time loan processor fell to 15.1 in May from 16.1 in April. Closed loan units per full-time underwriter fell to 47.3 from 51.4 in April. And closings per full-time closer decreased from 63.2 to 61.5. Decisions per underwriter, decisions rendered per underwriter in the month of May, fell to 58.5 from 64.7 in April. Closed loans per loan originator hit an all-time high in April, 7.3 units closed on average per LO, 6.7 in May, so still a very strong total. LO comp, the average LO comp on May closings came in at 99.4 basis points. I think it was a little over 100 in April. We've seen that number kind of vacillate between 95 and 105 basis points over the course of the last 6 to 9 months. Lender fees stayed pretty consistent in May after dropping pretty considerably in April. Non-third-party lender fees on average in May, $1,154 on conventional loans, $1,068 on govies. Salary data, underwriter annual comp rose significantly in May, climbing to an average of $94,370 annually, up from $86,661 last month. That's likely due to overtime and other production-based incentives. Average annual salaries paid to processors stayed pretty flat at $52,504. Closers, again, flat, $53,794. We saw slight increases in the average cost per closed loan our members paid for their loan origination system, up to $105 in May from $100 in April, and their point of sale system, up to $50 per closed loan in May from $48 in April. After a huge April spike in the average cost per closed loan for CRM, likely related to add-on campaigns targeted at refi opportunities. That number fell a little bit in May, dropping to $202 per closed loan for the CRM from $211 in April. The makeup of the participants, 54% of companies have submitted data to TMC Benchmark were independent mortgage banks, 46% were depositories, 38% originate $500 million or less annually, 27% will originate between $500 million and $1 billion annually this year, and 35% will be over $1 billion in originations. That's the report for May. Some very revealing data. You can find more at tmcbenchmark.com about our tool. Also, mortgagecollaborative.com. You can find more information on our network, our benchmarking tool, as well as a written write-up of this executive summary on our blog. Thanks, and have a great day, everyone.
For more information about how you can get involved with TMC Connect and witness the power of the network firsthand, please visit us at mortgagecollaborative.com.